This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As Lizzie was talking about, this is going to be a tough weekend for the 1.3 million Americans who've been collecting extended unemployment benefits. That is, for more than 6 months. Funding to keep those checks coming, about $25 billion plus or minus, wasn't part of the budget deal that Congress made a couple of weeks ago. So the program stops cold tomorrow, although Democrats do say they will try to renew the emergency benefits when they get back to work after New Year's. In the meanwhile, though, there is a whole lot of money that's not getting out into the economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks at how that's going to play out.
The cutoff hurts most in the states with the highest long-term unemployment, like Illinois.
We're still seeing plants closing, seeing a lot of business leaving the area.
Dusty Miller is 51 and lives near Rockford, Illinois, unemployment 10.5%. He was director of defense contracts at an airline that shut down last February. His unemployment runs out early next year.
Fortunately, I was in a position where we had planned for this and had money tucked away for it.
At least for now.
Worst case, I'd go out and work at a 7-Eleven or something if I had to.
At Totally You Hair Salon in Rockford, manager Tammy Parker says she doesn't see a lot of drop-off among her middle-class clientele.
I think if I've seen any kind of a slump, it's been in our estheticians. People are maybe not getting a facial that they might have treated themselves to prior.
Out in San Bernardino, California, unemployment 9.8%. Troy Ballard at Troy's Beauty and Barber Salon says his business will definitely suffer.
It impacts us greatly because if you're not employed, you can't get your hair done.
Ballard hears plenty of stories in the chair, so he knows right away if someone's hit a rough patch.
Sometimes, you know, if I had a customer that's been coming to me on a regular basis, if they would lose their job, you know, I still try to let them keep coming. You know, they're still going out and getting interviews.
That'll allow them to spend whatever they have on necessities, food, rent, utilities. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.